Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday morning episode, because we will be presenting to you the first female millionaire on this show. And Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's a gorgeous, crisp morning here in Connecticut. So I'm super excited. After I'm through with conversation with you, I am going to celebrate a wedding. So this is up to a gorgeous day for me this morning. As you probably heard me just mention that, you are the first female millionaire to be on a New Day show. So I'm excited about that. And I just know that you are here to set the pace for many more female millionaires to be on here with me. So I'm super excited. So, without any further ado, Susan, let us just go straight into the task at hand, because I know we have a lot of good stuff to talk about this morning. So again, welcome to the A New Day show.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, thanks for that great introduction. And I think, you know, knowing what I know, there'll be lots more millionaire, female millionaires to come in the very near future.
Yes. Susan, would you please, I know we are here this morning to speak on building a profitable nonprofit, and I know you have some non-traditional ways of people to raise funds, and of course we will get into that later on, but in order for people to understand about who Susan Walsh is, and to know that what she's going to be telling them is not only from textbook, but from experience. So why don't you please tell our listeners about your humble beginnings, Susan?
Well, I'd love to, Daphne, because I believe that we live in the greatest country in the world, and the world of entrepreneurialism is very alive and very real. And I started working. My first business was when I was 11 years old. I helped my father start actually, it was before that. At 6 years old, we had a paper route, 600 papers. We delivered every morning at 4 a.m., and we had a small little car, Volkswagen, with the windows rolled down. And I was the roller and the ducker, Daphne. And I would roll the papers and duck while he threw them out the window. And I tease people and say, I have a lot of rhythm now because of that. Because if you didn't duck at the right time, you got flapped in the face with a paper. But what I discovered was at 4 a.m., I really didn't like getting up that early. But I learned how to work very hard, that's for certain, at a very young age. And then at 11, he and I began an insulation business and fiberglass insulation. I live in South Carolina, and it gets very warm in the summer. And we started a insulation company, and I would help him insulate homes before and after school. And I'll tell you what, I learned then I really didn't like that either. And my pay was I got to eat dinner and take a nice rest at night. So I understood very early on that, you know, hard work doesn't hurt you, but it absolutely taught me, you know, about life and about business. And I realized from that I really could not see myself ever working for someone else. And so, Daphne, I've never had a job. I've always owned my own businesses. Since I was 19 years old, I started my own a hair salon, loved hair, and actually when I was 11, I had a house-to-house business, 50 cents a head, a dollar if I cut it, and you had to pay whether you liked it or not. I drove a hard bargain, but I started that business at a very early age and didn't really know a whole lot about business, but what I did know was that if it was to be, it was up to me, and so I wasn't afraid of hard work. And so 27 years I stayed in that business and did very well. I had a six-figure income in a town of 10,000 people here in South Carolina. And it was hard work, but it was significant to me because I loved making people happy. I loved making women beautiful. And it served us well. My husband was a banker, and we lived a nice lifestyle. But I'll tell you, what really got my attention in the direct selling industry was when our older son came in and said, "Mom, Dad, I've been accepted into medical school." And Daphne, I will tell you something. We were broke at a different level, did not realize we didn't have an extra $5,000 a month to make his dream come true. And, you know, for those out there listening that have children, you want more for them than you ever had for yourself, and that was certainly our case. And so I thought, oh, my, I just literally started praying and said, "Help, I'm doing all that I know to do." And so I was open, and I think that's one thing that I would say to everyone out there today. Be open, because I believe with all my heart there are endless possibilities, and we can grasp those possibilities if you just have an open heart and an open mind and an open spirit. And so I was introduced to the direct selling industry 18 years ago, and it was the greatest day, and I didn't know it, but it was the greatest day of my life. I replaced a six-figure income in 7 months on a very part-time basis because I was working 80 hours a week in my salon to make everybody's dream come true in our family. And I've never looked back. I love this industry. I love helping people. I love sharing hope and possibility. And that's what I sell, literally, is hope and possibility. So that's a thumbnail of our life, and I'll certainly answer any questions that you have.
Yes, that's an amazing.
You're coming in pretty low out there, Daphne. Thank you.
I'm sure there is someone who is listening this morning who needed to hear about hope. Because
yes.
You hear so much conversation going around now about recession and people losing their homes and people
yes.
losing their jobs and people have to take their kids out of private school to put into public school. And the list goes on and on and on. So people need to know that there is hope so long as we to it. I want to, Susan, give the listeners the telephone number that they can call in with questions, and that number is 646-915-8166. Again, you do not have to wait for me to announce that I'm taking questions. You can call in whenever you have a question. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And of course, our guest this morning is Susan Walsh out of South Carolina, right?
That's right.
South Carolina. And of course, Susan is, I'm super excited because Susan is the first female multimillionaire to bless the airwaves of the A New Day show. And I just hope we women will use this as an example. And over the years, I look for many more millionaires, including moi, to be on the air here. So we just have to just keep at it. And Susan started at a tender age, and she is still at it and enjoying every minute of it. Now, Susan, you are a mentor and a trainer for thousands of people in the direct sales industry. So you have mentored thousands of men and women. You have transformed not only their lives, but the lives of their families. How does that make you feel?
Wow. That's a very good question. I absolutely love it. I love helping people. I love sharing. You know, I believe if you keep what you know, it dies within you. And Daphne, I believe that everyone has greatness. Everyone has potential, but it must be discovered. And so what I've learned over the years because of my mentor is how to recognize ability. And sometimes I think that rarer than ability is the ability to recognize ability. Well, I've been on a personal growth journey, if you will, for the last 18 years because of this industry. And what I've discovered is you can be, you can have, you can do anything you choose to do. And I tease people and say, you know, if you wanted to be an airline mechanic and work on airplanes, if you really want to do that, my suggestion is find the best airline mechanic and be mentored by them. Well, I did that 18 years ago, and I was blessed with a man that has taken me under his wing, Brad Hager, and he's such, you know, mentorship, Daphne, is not a commitment. It's a sacrifice. It truly is. If you're going to grow, help someone grow emotionally, so many of us are taught as we're younger to get a good education, of course, and get a good job. And as we say here in South Carolina, hunker down, because it can be a very long life. But what Brad Hager has helped me to understand is if you focus and you're willing and teachable and coachable and are willing to grow personally, your income growth will never, ever exceed your personal growth. So how does it make me feel? It's exhilarating. I've helped people help their parents, their elderly parents that perhaps did not prepare well. I've helped educate children just because I've given people a new runway, if you will, you know, and possibility. That's what it's all about. And most of us are used to saying no to ourselves before we say yes. I say to everyone listening out there, say yes first. If you know your why, the hows don't matter. You'll find a way. Right. Winners always do. Right. So I've never focused on the money, Daphne. I will promise you that. I've focused on the results. I've focused on the people. If you focus on people, profits will follow. And here's what I tell people, the folks that I mentor, is if you focus on the dollars, you will fail miserably, and I'll help you do that. You can't look at people with dollar signs in your eyes, because their hopes and dreams and aspirations behind those eyes, that haven't been reached. And if you're not doing it for the right reasons, you won't be successful. And I believe that with all my heart. You're coming in really low, Daphne. I can hardly hear you.
I am saying I speak about that daily when I work with people, because I say, especially I was having a conversation with a lady who is a realtor.
Yes.
And I said to her, you know, I called her by her first name, and I said, you know, the reason you are not getting any clients to commit is because they notice that your eyes is only in their checkbook.
Yes.
If you show them that you are ready to make a difference in their entire family's life, then it's going to make a difference for you. Susan, I have a caller, and I want to know whether the person has a question or they just want to listen. Caller, your first three area code is 602. Do you have a question for Susan? Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 8743. Do you have a question? Okay. I guess they're probably just listening, Susan. Now, a few minutes ago, Susan, you mentioned about if you want to be an airline mechanic, you need to align yourself with the best mechanic in the industry.
Yes.
And I know that you and the Hager Marketing Group have done just that recently.
Yes.
And what is this new mechanic in the direct sale industry that you have just aligned yourself with?
We are very excited. As I said, we've been in the industry, and Brad Hager has been my sponsor and mentor for 18 years. And we found ourselves in a situation needing a new home. And in direct sales, let me give you a little statistic here, and this is for the women out there and for the men. If you are in direct sales and you are looking to build a residual income, which is exactly what I discovered 18 years ago, and that's, you know, like selling something one time but getting reoccurring income month after month, year after year. And we recently aligned ourselves with a very, very powerful company, what I call a very special company, Daphne. The name of the company is Zrii. It's Z-R-I-I. And this company was founded less than 2 years ago by a man named Bill Farley. And Bill Farley is no stranger to business. He has been in business all of his life, but became a billionaire, and that's with a B, back in the 80s. Took him 10 years to do that. Now think about how many of us work all of our lives, like 40 years, and never even make six figures a year. So this is a very determined gentleman, very bright man. And he started companies like BVD, or bought companies, and then took them into the billion-dollar status. And one of his greatest accomplishments, I would say, is Fruit of the Loom. And, you know, even he's always been interested and very committed to great health, because his philosophy is if you don't have great health, why have great wealth? Your greatest health your greatest wealth is your health. And so, yes, that was very important to us, because we understand that in this marketplace, with the aging of the baby boomer, and I are one, as I say,
I am too.
Oh my goodness, you know, what do we want? We want to look good and feel good and live a long and prosperous life as we grow older. And, you know, I hear all the time that the 50s are now, the 50s of today or the 30s of yesterday. I love that statement. And truthfully, if you take great care of your health and pay attention, you will feel that way, and I know it. And so our focus was to find a very solid company with vision and a runway that many people could find their hopes and dreams by building in the direct sales business. So we did. We found this company about a month ago, actually, and what we discovered was a lot more than we thought we had bargained for. We're getting a lot of background noise, Daphne. you hear that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I just fixed that, Susan.
Perfect. Thank you. And
you're
coming
there?
In. Yes, you're coming in louder as well. Thank you. So anyway, we joined this aligned with this company and Bill Farley, and one of the main reasons was, and I'll tell the story briefly, but Bill Farley has been he laughs and says, I knew Michael before he was Jordan, and I knew Oprah before she was Oprah, and I knew Deepak before he was Chopra. And so,
that's right.
Yes, and so he called his dear friend of 25 years, Deepak Chopra, and he said, Deepak, he said, if I were going to take one thing, one plant, one herb, one food, one supplement for the rest of my life for optimal health, what would that be? Deepak did not hesitate, and he said, it's called amalaki. Now, mm-hmm. Daphne, amalaki is a fruit about the size of a golf ball that grows in the Himalayan mountains over in India. Now, Deepak Chopra, for those of you that don't know who he is a world-renowned Western medical doctor that has also achieved the Ayurvedic medical degree from India, where he's from. His whole family has been in Ayurveda. Well, Ayurvedic is the science of life. And what Deepak Chopra is in just intent on helping everyone understand is that, you know, we're all about our mind, body, and spirit. If you believe you'll have it. And if it's great health, you are half the battle is done. And so what Deepak has been so instrumental in our country and in our world is to help bring Western medicine and Eastern naturopathic, allopathic and naturopathic medicines together, which I am very excited about. Because, you know, here's the question I ask folks all the time. If there was something natural and you had something natural that would serve the purpose you needed, or something chemical or pharmaceutical to do the same thing, but one has side effects and the other doesn't, which would you prefer? And I go the naturopathic way as often as possible, and mostly because I believe that God put everything on this earth to help us become healthy and be strong, and we just have to find it and then know what to do with it. You know?
Exactly. You know, Susan, you know, I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, and I remember as a child growing up whenever I was sick, my parents, they used to get busy and they pull all the herbs together.
Yeah.
And that was my medicine.
That's right.
And, you know, it was just last week. As a matter of fact, I just 2 weeks ago became part of the amazing company that you are mentioning, and I started taking my products. And I, you know, I'm singing its praises because you know, I am always high end energy, and it is just sustaining the level of the energy that I'm accustomed to. So I am just excited about that. But I was last week, and we were discussing what type of foods we are eating and all of that, and we got to the topic of organic, and she mentioned to me how expensive organic food is. But I said to her, when you look on prescription, which is more expensive? So you have to just think about whether you want to prevent or you want to cure. So you have to just understand the investment in our health is very, very, very important. You know, so Susan, I thank you for giving this bit of information, and I'm sure we're going to have you back on a show to talk specifically about this amazing company here. But I know it's an integral part of what you are doing now, because I remember it was 2 weeks ago that you went down to Atlanta to speak with, I think, a minister and his church about how they can get some kind of resource or funding through some of the non-traditional ways that you have discovered in the direct sales industry. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
I want for you to go into that now, because there are a lot of nonprofits out there who they cannot engage the services of grant writers. And
Right. There,
as you and I know, there are grant writers who write grants, and then there are grant writers who write grants and get the grants. So a lot of time there are a lot of writers who really not getting anything. So I was excited to learn that you do know some non-traditional way, legal ways, where nonprofits can get extra funding in order to run the programs that they are doing. So would you please let us start a little bit about that? We have an hour and 33 minutes remaining.
Absolutely. And I will tell everybody, I am certainly not an expert on the nonprofit aspect of life. I do understand it, and I do promote it, and I have quite a bit of interest in it myself. We have grandchildren that were born deaf, and we're in the midst of beginning a nonprofit for deaf children in South Carolina, because there's, you know, Daphne, if you've never been exposed to something, sometimes we just kind of let it go. You know that deafness is out there, or blindness, or whatever the nonprofit is. You know, we had never been exposed to that, and we are very blessed. Our little guys have had cochlear implants, but what we discovered was there was very little help for them for extra things. And when you have children of special needs, there's all kinds of expenses you do not anticipate. And so nonprofits in every area of life are just so important. You know, you can raise money for churches or for schools or for causes and organizations. But, you know, the traditional way of, like you say, hoping for someone to write a grant to help you with your cause is sometimes pretty far-fetched in our country.
Yes.
And so what we've discovered is, you know, if a lot of people get behind something they believe in, it's pretty magical, you know, because they people will do things for other people they will not do for themselves.
Exactly.
And I've learned that, and I'm sure you have in all of your all of your travels and everything you do to help people find themselves and certainly explore the possibilities. And so what I've discovered in the direct selling industry, you know, direct selling really is about a lot of people doing a little bit. And one thing that I discussed with this minister of a very large church, I said to him, the greatest wealth we can all possess is our health, and I believe that our bodies are our temple, and we are what we eat and consume, and many of us do too much of that, you know.
And
one of the reasons for that is we're so busy. People are busy, you know, making a living and don't really have a lot of time to live their life. And so what I discussed with this minister, I said, you know, if you go on a wellness challenge, perhaps, or a weight loss challenge or whatever that might be, and allow your parishioners to understand that there are products, natural products out there, that can help them achieve their goals, whether it's energy or stress relief or weight reduction or better sleep. And, you know, one thing, Daphne, I've discovered is 80% of all illnesses. Now, this is not Susan Walsh saying this. This is the AMA, American Medical Association. 80% of all illnesses are caused by stress. Now, think about that. So what I proposed, it's sad. And you know what? Even little children are under stress. They really are.
With the children, because the parents are rushing around, hustling and bustling to let ends meet, then the kids get stressed because they can't get their mommy and their daddy, and they don't understand that they need a roof over their heads, food in the refrigerator, and all
That's
of
right.
that. So the kids end up being stressed. They go to school and they can't learn. So it snowballs from
yes.
mom down to dad and everybody. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Susan.
Oh, not a problem. Well, you know what? What we've heard all of our lives, when mama's happy, everybody's happy.
That's right. That's the bottom line.
Yes, it is. So we need to keep mama happy so family will thrive and be happy as well. Well, the thing that I discussed with this pastor was simply this. Why not go on a wellness trek? Why not go on a path or a journey together? Because together, mm-hmm. everyone achieves more, right? That's the acronym
exactly.
for team. And okay. it truly is that. And so they are in the process of really deciding if this is something they will do. And they're very excited about it. And the reason is every time, you know, if you have a product and the congregation or the organization makes the decision to get involved with that product for themselves and people they love and care about. And here's the thing, Daphne, when people have great results, they share it. That's nothing new. That's called natural networking. We all do it all of our lives. And that's how you
that's
find
right.
out about great things, isn't it? So
exactly. Especially they say, you know, Mary Kay always have a saying that if you want a news to go around, whether it's good or bad, tell it to a woman. Because once a woman finds something that's good, she's calling everybody else and tell them about it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
yes.
right.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We have two products in our line, and one is the Amalaki, which feeds your body at a cellular level, and the other is called Nutriveda. And I know we'll get into this at another show, but I'm telling you this because this is part of the non-traditional way of actually helping to fund some pretty big projects at this church.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the Nutriveda is a whey protein, high protein, low carbohydrate, low glycemic level. Even people that have high tendencies to have a high sugar level can take this and feel and find balance. But Daphne, also if they take it twice a day as a meal replacement, which is everything you could need in a day, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and balance, it's very affordable, but people are losing weight like crazy. I myself have lost 14 pounds in less than 3 weeks.
Oh, my
heavens.
Amazing.
Yes. It's exciting. It's very
amazing.
Exciting. So what I did you want to add to that?
No, not yet.
Okay. So what I proposed, I said, look, let's do a wellness symposium for your congregation. And anyone and everyone that decides they are going to go on write a new chapter in the book of their health, in their life, that wants to go on this product for wholesale. And every time they do, the church gets paid. It's the structural way of doing that. Well, he got very excited about that because he said, you know, Susan, I not only pastor, you know, and preach, he said, I deal with sick and ill people. It's a very large church all the time. And he said, anything we can do to educate our church family, I am all about it. And I agree with that.
Okay.
You know,
that's
and
right.
so you know what we at the Hager Marketing have done at Hager Marketing Group, we have a promotion going on, and Daphne, you're going to smile when I tell you about this, and you already know about it, but
yes.
you'll smile again because we are giving away $100,000 Mercedes Benz of your choice, someone that tries this product for 90 days at wholesale with a free enrollment, gets their name in a drawing. Now, Daphne, how many times in your life have you ever had a chance to win for absolutely free? Taxes, tags, fees, everything paid. All you do is buy the insurance and the gasoline, and that car is yours. And actually, that car will be about $125,000 when all is said and done. So this is our introduction and you know, into this new business to help to invite people to help us take the news of Zri and this amazing product line or brand around the world. So here's what I proposed. I said, Pastor, every time someone says, yes, I want to get healthy, and I want to do that for wholesale, their name goes in the drawing. But guess what? The church's name goes into the drawing again. That he got very excited about. And, you know, let's say it's a very large church, over 8,000 members. Let's say 5,000 people took this journey of getting healthy and really committing to that. That's 5,000 times their name is in that drawing.
That's
for the
right.
Church.
They can sell, they can, the church wins that car, the church can sell the car, and then they can put that money into the income. And what you're talking about, Susan, goes for schools as well.
Yes.
Schools could do that as well. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sitting here, so let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
For, excuse me, for people who are listening now, organizations, churches, schools, or whatever organizations, that they're listening now and they are interested in taking part in this wellness symposium, who do they contact and how do they go about that?
Well, there's several ways. One, I'm going to give you three options. One, you can simply call 866-551-9413. That is my personal 800 voicemail. You can call me. I will contact you directly, 866-551-9413. You are certainly welcome to email me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at Hager, H-A-G-E-R, marketing spelled out, marketing.com. But you can also go and read more about this at letsgetrollingpromotion.com. Letsgetrollingpromotion.com. And there you can see, you can actually view videos of the company and the product line with Dr. Deepak Chopra. And then, of course, contact us because contact information is there. You can also go to SusanWalsh-HMGSuccess.com and read more. That's my personal website as well. So those are some ways that people can contact us, Daphne, and we would be more than happy to speak to a group for them.
Okay.
I've got, yes.
God, that was going to be my question because the church in Connecticut that I know, the leaders, I am going to be personally speaking with few of them, and you are willing to travel out of state to speak to the right numbers of people.
Absolutely.
The need arises.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have reps, you know, all over the country as well, very, very, very informed and very able to do that as well. If it happens to be a schedule conflict, we can give
yes.
you help and guidance and direction and support. It's all about support.
Yeah, because, you know, it's that it's a lot of the churches now, because I was in a meeting a couple ago with few of the church leaders, and, you know, a couple of the pastors were speaking about how even the tithing
yes.
now it's lower than it used to be because people are outright hurting.
You bet.
And a lot of these churches have building funds, and they have a lot of different things that they want to do. And if there is a way that this symposium can help them to get some additional funding in, I'm praying that they all will embrace that.
Yes. And
Susan, there's a caller on. Let me see if the caller has a question. Just
you bet.
I don't want to ignore them. Hold on, please. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 6705. Do you have a question for Susan? I guess they're just listening, Susan.
Good morning to you.
Okay. No, I guess they're just listening and taking notes.
Okay, good.
Again, the number to call, and you're listening to Susan Walsh, And Susan is a multimillionaire in the direct sales industry, and in the company that she represents, they have a wellness symposium which allows nonprofit to get some additional funding in the kitty to do the programs without get burnt out about shortage of grant money and all of that. So if you have questions, you need to call Susan up, and you know they say get it directly from the horse's mouth. So call up and ask her your questions, so when you go to present it, you can present it with enthusiasm and excitement. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. Okay, Susan, we have an hour and 19 minutes remaining. I just wanted to keep you abreast of that.
Okay, great.
I know this is it's kind of the launching for the wellness symposium, because you had only gone down to Atlanta. But over the years, have you done similar programs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've helped a lot of churches and schools. And, you know, Daphne, when I think about how many schools are selling candy bars and wrapping paper and getting these children to sell magazines and all types of things, I'm thinking, you know, that's one way of doing it. But to me, mm-hmm. I believe in whatever you're selling has to have value, true value,
to you.
Not
that's
to
right.
you personally. And, you know, here's what I do know. People buy what they want. People love to buy, but they hate to be sold. And so many people buy wrapping paper and chocolate bars, and they really don't want it, but they feel compelled to do it to help the school or the child or help them win a prize. Why not get a movement going about wellness? Why, you know, this
That's
product
right.
is safe for children as well, and a lot of
That's
children
right.
need focus and concentration and certainly inner energy and just strengthen their little immune systems, because, you know, this time of the year, all these children are bringing home everything because they all love and hug on each other and everything.
That's
and
right.
so yeah, they do. They are just so precious.
That's right.
But this is the time of the year that it starts going around. My niece is a pediatrician, and she was saying that 2 weeks ago she had 192 children in her office in one day with upper respiratory problems. Yeah, from school starting every year. So why not build their immune systems? And I'll tell you this too, Daphne, what we know, this Ambalaki has been around for 5,000 years. It's nothing new, and actually in India they call it medicine. It's actually medicine from the earth, if you will. But
That's
it
right.
does strengthen your core, and if your core mm-hmm. is strengthened, everything's going to work better, and you're going to have better
That's right.
focus and all of that. So this product is absolutely profound.
It's like building the Empire State Building on solid foundation.
Amen.
Because once the foundation is strong, then it can take the pressure of that tall building. But
yes.
if you have cork in the core and you try to put the building on, it's going to be toppling over. So
exactly.
you know, it's like that. That's the solid foundation in our children.
Yes, it is.
I just want to piggyback on something you said earlier on about, you know, the candy. I think it was maybe about, oh my heavens, two Easters ago
yeah.
that I ordered. Somebody was selling nuts, and I ordered cashew
uh-huh.
from her, and I still haven't received it yet. You mentioned it now, and I said, I didn't get my cashew. So, you know, I'm not blaming the child. I'm saying maybe the mom was interested in getting the sales, but she didn't want to follow up to deliver the product. Who knows? I'm sure that cashew is no longer fresh, you know? But it's amazing.
Oh,
so
yes.
If we are going to do something and have the kids do something, this is a very good way of helping them to build value in other people and in themselves, and we are setting the early foundation that they understand about what
That's
health
right.
is, and that your health is the best wealth you could ever have. The other one just adds on to it.
That's right.
You know, it was just yesterday, you and I, and Phyllis, we were having a conversation about the difference that nutrition is making in a lot of individuals, even with special needs. You mentioned earlier on about your grandchildren.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what if your family could not afford for them to have the implant? And that's the question we need to ask. There's a lot of people out there who cannot afford to get what their children need or what they themselves need because of financial restraint.
Right.
And this is why there are nonprofits out there who try their best to help you get these services. And this is why we have to find ways of sustaining and maintaining these organizations so that they can thrive. Because if they don't thrive, then the people in the community and the people, their demographics that they serve are the ones that suffer.
That's correct. In fact, Daphne, we're in the midst of putting together, I've got a friend that has a foundation called Cherub. Isn't that a beautiful name?
Yes.
And her foundation is focused on helping children with apraxia. Now, for those of you that don't know what apraxia is, it's a birth defect, and it's where the brain and the tongue don't really go together. And they call them slow talkers, and some of these children never really talk or communicate verbally. They're nonverbal communicators. And so, actually, our youngest grandson, Preston, has apraxia as well. We're blessed that he is making tremendous strides and progress, and I will tell you, this product has made a huge difference. Well, Lisa is using exactly what I've described to you for the church for the Apraxia Foundation, the Cherub Foundation. They need $250,000 to supply tools, information, education for these parents because they understand that this is what's interesting. She has a 13-year-old son that has apraxia, and he was pretty severely apraxic. And before our grandson had it, I had no idea what apraxia was. Well, I've learned a lot, and she has taught me quite a bit, but she has pretty much, her child is mainstream now because of nutrition. It's amazing. It's amazing what she's done. And here's the other thing, Daphne. She put her child on this product, the Zree product line, the brand, and she has already seen, he was gaining weight, could not seem to get a grip on that. And he lost 6 pounds in 7 days on our meal replacement and begs for it, loves it. It's delicious. I tease everybody. I said, it tastes too good to be good for you, and it really does. But he's so excited. You know, at 13, your self-esteem is kind of like, a little shaky. She said he is 10 feet tall and bulletproof. He's so proud of himself. But here's the other thing. She said, here's the other thing she has recognized and realized is his focus and concentration is measurably different, increased. Mental of that, just absolutely amazed at the difference it's made in him in just a little over a week. So what she is proposing to her Cherub board of directors and foundation, and they're worldwide. I mean, she has worked very hard to help parents of apraxic children and children with special needs, whether it's autism or whatever that might be. Cherub will help. And their goal is to use this program that I just laid out with the Cherub Foundation to raise $250,000. And we have it laid out. It's not going to be difficult to do. So if there are people out there that have a cause and a real need to get monies, to help a true cause and a true foundation that will help and assist people that are suffering, like you said, Daphne. Why not? You know, why not, no matter where?
Susan, do you have a telephone number for the Charity Foundation?
You know what? I don't. They're in the process now of redoing their website. But they can certainly contact me at 866-551-9413, and I will be more than happy to get them in touch with the founder of Cherub. Yes.
Okay, amazing, because I'm sure they're – listeners, you said they are the Cherub Foundation is worldwide.
Yes.
And I'm sure there are listeners who are thinking, I have some issues in my community that I would like to attend to. So
absolutely.
That's beautiful. That is great information.
Again, yes.
You are listening to Susan Walsh, and you are listening, of course, you already know, to their New Day show. And the number to call if you have any questions is 646-915-8166. Okay, Susan. So, here we are again, still talking about some of the non-traditional ways that we can raise funds for our nonprofit. And I know I am excited about this news, and I pray that you are excited too, because there are too many non-profits nowadays that you see, and once you start talking with them about how's things going, oh, we cut staff, we cut services because we have no money.
That's
so
right.
Here is an opportunity for you. There are ways that you can get more detailed information. If you need to speak to a live person about this, you can call 866-551-9413, and you can speak with Susan Walsh, or you can go to Susan's personal website. It is Susan Walsh at the HagerMarketingGroup.com.
It's actually Susan at HagerMarketing.com.
Susan at HagerMarketing.com, and you can also learn more about that at Let's Get Rolling promotion.com. So there's a lot of things here for you to do. And what I like about this, Susan, is the fact that this is a team effort.
Yes.
It's a family effort. The leaders will benefit, and so are the participants. So it's an all-round win-win for everyone. I have someone on. I just want to let the people on the telephone knows that if you would like to ask a question, if you just raise your hand, I know you want to speak. Other than that, I will think that you are just listening. So I want to thank the people who have who took the time to listen to this special Saturday morning episode. So the people on the phone and in the chat room, I welcome you and I embrace you. Yes, Susan, so we have an hour and 6 minutes remaining. Earlier on, I asked you about whether or not the Hager Marketing Group had program, and you answer yes, and I know that you answer with some enthusiasm, but you are always enthusiastic anyhow about that. So you have seen many lives change over the years with this in the nonprofit arena. What are some testimonies that you have gotten over the years?
Well, like I said, Daphne, we've helped schools, we've helped churches, we've helped different types of organizations, and it's just amazing to me when people come together. You know, I've always heard when two or more people come together, a third more powerful is created, and that's, you know, nonprofits are that way. It's people joining, linking, connecting for a common cause. And, you know, You're right. There are a tremendous amount of nonprofits out there today that are suffering, and it's not just the nonprofit, it's the beneficiaries of what that nonprofit is accustomed to doing. And many of those are churches and are schools and teachers being laid off. And the downsizing is not just in corporate America. It's in every aspect of our lives and of our communities. And it
That's
it
right.
really has made a difference, you know. I look at, here's my philosophy though, Daphne. You're right. I have a positive philosophy about life and living it. And number one, I love our country. I love living in our country. I believe that we are the most blessed people on the planet. But we are going through some struggles right now, and I believe that God doesn't bring you to anything He won't bring you through. And so
That's right.
I believe our country will absolutely thrive again. But here's what I want to share with the listeners out there today. You know, I was certainly not in the Great Depression, but my parents were. And you know, as a child, I remember my mother counting bread ties and saving bread bags and everything. She was the most frugal individual I've ever known. And I guess if you go through that type of stress and strife that many people today are suffering through, I know they're calling it recession, but call it what you may, people are
mm-hmm.
suffering. People are suffering.
That's right.
And you know, people are worried about how they're going to feed their children and their families and what they're going to do next. But what I also, in my education, after the fact is that people that took a risk, and not particularly an uncalculated risk, I'm talking about a calculated risk, taking a risk on yourself, investing in yourself and not, you know, a pie in the sky, you know, that kind of thing. I'm talking
right.
about a true entrepreneurial risk. Those people came out the other side. They filled a need and added benefit to people's lives. And this is what I know. When you add benefit, people respond and they also get results. And so what I would say to people out there, if you don't have a plan B, you know, none of us are guaranteed anything, and particularly in this marketplace, and there's been a lot of downsizing. I call it capsizing, turning people's lives upside down through, you know, mm-hmm. corporate America, retail America, you know, even small business America is having to really mm-hmm. tighten their belts. And
right.
they don't want to lay off people or put people out, but they don't have a choice because they can't survive. Exactly.
Yeah.
So why not? Here's what I ask people all the time. What is the worst thing that can happen if you start your own business? Now, if it's a traditional franchise type business, you better have deep pockets. But in direct sales, no. In fact, with our company, it's a free enrollment. What about free? Don't we understand, right?
That's
and
right.
purchasing.
And it's really free. Mm-hmm.
It is really free. Just purchasing your products at wholesale and helping us refer it around the world. Well, as a result of that, people are going to get health benefits, but they also can have wealth benefits because if you mm-hmm. do have a nonprofit, that wealth can come directly to that nonprofit. So, you know what? You must have a vehicle. In any nonprofit, you must decide, okay, what is our focus? What is our vehicle? What is our strategy? Go ahead, Daph.
No. Finish your thought. Go ahead, Susan.
No, I was just saying, you know, knowing that health is a challenge, good health mm-hmm. is a challenge because of stress and obesity in our country, in our world,
mm-hmm.
but particularly in our country. So if there was a vehicle, as we have, that you could actually take it around the entire country but benefit your nonprofit, why wouldn't you do that? What would be the downside of that? There's not one, Daphne.
Not
There's
one.
Really
you have,
not
you have,
one.
You have nothing to lose because I'm a person that's spend a lot of time with and around nonprofits, and one of the things that I have observed is that, excuse me, there's a lot of competition for the dollars coming into the same area or the same region. And here is a system where everyone can go for the dollar amount. For the dollar amount, you don't have to come up with any benchmark. You go for the amount that you need. So there is no competition. No one is going to look and say, well, oh, you are trying to recreate Daphne's program or you're trying to recreate Susan's program.
No.
It is open. It is free for all to participate. And this can be a kind of residual that is coming into your organization. Am I correct in saying that, Susan?
Absolutely. That's the beautiful part about it, Daphne. It's not a one-time. You know how some of the organizations will actually focus and have a drive for something, whether it's a heart fund or, mm-hmm. muscular dystrophy or Jerry's Kids or whatever it is, they'll have a drive or, something
annually.
Like that. Yes, annually. This can be ongoing monthly, actually weekly.
Yes, exactly. And once you do it, it just keep going itself. It's like it sustain and maintain itself. So, you know, even the director, if the director of the organization decides that they're moving on to greener pastures, this foundation that they started here is still there after they are long gone and the program is still benefiting. So this is kind of giving the organization cushion money, if you want. If you look about it, it's providing them with cushion money. And I'm sitting here, I'm getting excited about it, and I'm jotting down places on my list that I know can benefit from this, and I'm going to approach them about it because,
yes.
You know, people are hurting across the board, Susan, as
yes.
you mentioned. And I want to go back a little bit on something you said a few minutes ago about people losing their jobs, and not only in corporate America, but
right.
now, you know, I know some people who got laid off from their jobs, and it was kind of a blessing. In the beginning, they did not see it as such,
mm-hmm.
but it was during that crisis that they found out what their true calling and purpose is. So for some people, they find it right away, and a lot of people, they kind of stew in a pity party for a while. But still yourself, in the time of the anxiety, take a few breaths and ask God, show me the clarity in here, because there is a message there. There is something other than the job that you were doing that you are talented to do. And it might be the time to start your own business. You know?
So absolutely.
Just look into what's going on in your life. And as Susan had said several times this morning, what is the worst that can happen when you start your own business? And you know one of the things I tell people, Susan?
Yes.
Don't go ask somebody who has been working the same jobs for 60 years to find out if you should. They're going to tell you no.
Yes.
Because they don't know anything about that, you know,
that's
and
right.
they are going to discourage you. So you have to find people who are open and receptive and who are doing it.
That's right.
And are willing to support you.
That's right.
Susan,
you know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, Daphne, you are so right. You know, I've heard all my life, if you want what they have, you must do what they do and know what they know
exactly.
to live like they live. But many people are frightened, and I call it, it's they think it's fear, it's false evidence appearing real. Here's the philosophy I live by. If it has ever been done, we can do it. We can do it. You just have to find someone that's done it and become a student. You know, when two teachers arise, the wiser one becomes the teacher and the other becomes the student. So I say, you know, sometimes we have to break down some of these misconceptions and realize that if $77 billion a year is sold in direct sales in our country alone, and it is, so says the Direct Sellers Association, $77 billion, 77% of that is sold face-to-face, people that are talking to people, but 86% are sold by women. Now, Daphne, that's a big one right there, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Because when we believe in something, we share it. Here's another point I really want to bring out as you were speaking a moment ago. Many times people don't realize when it's not just losing your job, it's losing your benefits. When your benefits go, then the awareness goes up of, oh, my goodness, I can't afford to get sick. I can't afford for my family to get sick because I don't have health care now. Folks, think about that. If you could do something on a daily basis that's simple, easy, and affordable to build yourself up so that you can protect yourself against some of the illnesses that could cost you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in doctor bills or hospital bills or whatever, why wouldn't you do that? What price do we pay? What price do you put on your great health? There's not one. It's priceless, right?
You know, and it is cheaper to remain healthy. No, it's cheaper, you know, to eat right and just prevent, because being ill is expensive. It is expensive because there are so many people who are feeling sick and they can't even afford to go to the doctor because they don't have the insurance and they don't have the money.
Let's
start eating right. As Susan had said earlier on, we are what we eat. And we have to make sure we start treating our bodies the correct way.
That's right.
Susan, I know we were here to talk about nonprofit and all of that. However, I want to ask you, as a female who has worked her way up the ladder, people heard that you have never had a job in your life. You have had your own business since you were 19 years old. And I know, although you started as a docker with your father and all of that, doing the newspaper, what are some, because you were groomed, you started with solid base and foundation. What are some of
You're breaking up, Daphne. I didn't understand your question, my friend. Daphne, I'm not understanding you, my dear. I'm so sorry. You're breaking up a bit. Hello, I cannot understand you, Daphne. I know whatever you're saying is wonderful, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know what I've done anything differently.
I did not understand anything. You were breaking up, my friend. We're getting a lot of background in there, Daphne.
I have not done anything.
Okay, now I can hear you clearly. If you don't mind, repeat your question, and I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. I was saying, I knew you started early on this path with the business and everything. However,
yes.
I'm sure that there have been some obstacles that you encountered over the years. What have they been, some of the obstacles that you have encountered and overcame?
That's a great question, and I get asked that very often. Number one is, you know, you've got to have I can't coach effort. No one can coach effort. So I was blessed with a lot of energy and certainly a lot of focus, and I'm fearless, you know. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
That has been a great part of my formula as far as success goes. But I also was limited by my knowledge and understanding of what I was doing. So I was never afraid to ask for help, and that's what I would share with everybody out there is if you don't know it, go find it. If it's not a person, there's a book been written by it. I'm a voracious reader, and I believe that if you want it, you've got to go out and get it. You've got to pursue what you want. You know, I love the movie Pursuit of Happiness with
yes.
Chris Gardner.
Chris.
And by the way, the owner of our company, Bill Farley, has been a mentor to Chris Gardner for the last 3 years. And I'll tell you something.
Wonderful.
Chris sought him out because he knew that Bill Farley knew something that he didn't know. And so
Wonderful.
That was me. I've always pursued, in the hair business, I pursued the most successful salon owner that I could find, and I totally followed his guidance. I went from being an average earner to a well above average earner, probably had one of the most successful salons on the Eastern Seaboard at the time that I was running my salon. Very, very successful, but it was a mindset. Here's the thing I will tell you. Our 80% of our lives is lived below our subconscious mind. And those tapes play over and over and over again in our heads. Here's what I heard when I was growing up, and maybe some of you can relate to this. This is not being negative. This is being real. You can't have that. Money doesn't grow on trees. If you could do it,
if
it could be done, you couldn't do it. Well, you know what? When you tell yourself that, you begin to believe it. We truly do bring about what we think about. So here's a place to consider. What about thinking about, for the first time perhaps in your life, what do you want instead of what you don't have? Focus
exactly
on what you want. And trust me, that law of attraction is alive and well. You know, as simple as you start thinking about someone you haven't seen or spoken of in a long time, and they appear. Your phone rings or an email, or they show up at your front door, and you're like, wow, this is like one of those deja vu moments. But, you know, truthfully, that's been a winning formula for me. I'm not afraid because I know. I look at Thomas Edison, Daphne. He said every time he's asked, why would you continue on a path that is failing? You failed 10,000 times in creating this electricity. He said, why would I stop now? He said, I know 10,000 ways it won't work. You know?
Exactly.
And thank goodness he didn't stop, right? Or we would be living a very different life right now.
Exactly.
So
his commitment and his persistence.
You got it.
In the world.
That's
it's
right.
In the world.
You got it.
You know,
I'll tell you another thing that has helped me, Daphne, is keeping my goals and my vision in front of me. And many people will, you know, a goal without a date is simply a wish.
Oh,
that is truth. So if you want something, date it. And even if you don't reach that particular goal, move your date up and keep going for it. You've got to be persistent.
And you've got to be able to modify your goals.
That's right.
But
that's
you know, sometimes I'll speak with people and I say, well, what are your dreams and when do you want it? And they say, oh, well, sometime. And everybody wants to be rich.
That's
and
right.
Nobody has a figure on what rich is.
That's
so
right.
So I'm saying you got to know what it is or else you're not going to get there.
That's
because
right.
Because rich comes in a lot of different denominations. For a person that has 1 cent, and when they get $25, they just became rich.
That's right.
You know?
That's
so
right.
So you have to figure out what does that mean for you.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
mm-hmm.
I want to remind the listeners, we have 45 minutes remaining. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And please take some time to call in and ask Susan a question. We love to talk to other people, so let us hear from you. How does it feel, Susan, to be a female multimillionaire?
Well, you know what? I love giving back. Gary and I, because of the industry and the choices we've made, we've been able to give back. And for us, it's about giving. And we live by the golden rule, I guess you'd say. You can't outgive the giver. And so we love giving back and sharing the blessings that we've been given because of our hard work and focus and focusing on others. So what it's done for us is it's given us choices. And money just makes you more of what you already are. And here's what I say, Daphne.
That's right.
It's not going to make a bad person good. It'll make a good person extraordinary. It won't make
That's
a bad
right.
marriage good, but it'll take a good marriage and take it to heights you never knew existed. We've worked this business together. Gary came home from the bank. I called him one day, and I said, honey, I need help. And he said, what do you need? And I said, well, you're about to ruin my story. And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, I run a multi-million-dollar business from my home in my scuffies with no employees. Now, I need some help. So if you don't come home and help me, you're going to ruin my story here. So I said, call in well. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, call in and say, well, I'm not coming back. He was funny. He said, well, I guess I need to give him 2 weeks' notice. And I said, honey, they'll notice in 2 weeks you're not there.
I've never heard anything like this. Oh, my heavens.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Yes,
and we
he has to do.
Yes.
Do what he has to do, whether it is immediately or 2 weeks. He wanted to leave respectfully, you know.
That's right.
Pack up and leave like that. But what an amazing story.
Yeah.
What is your take on tithing, Susan?
I believe that if you don't give, you won't receive. And that's what I'm saying to you. We give away more every year than Gary made in his 29th year of banking. And I'm a strong believer in doing that, and it comes back to you tenfold. And so, you know, if you don't give it away, it festers within you. And too many people, Daphne, die with the music inside. And
never played
hard and never played full out. And, you know, I teach in some of my seminars that, you know, when you're born, there's a date. And then there's a dash, and then there's a date of your death where you go on to eternity.
What's that dash, man?
What is that dash saying to people? What will you be remembered for? Here was a person that worked 40 years and never had time with their family and never had time to enjoy life. They were too busy earning a living to live a life and give back. Or here's a person that made a difference. Here's a person that believed and lived their creed. That's what money does for you if you have the right heart and head connection. That's what I believe.
Wonderful.
Yes.
What role
yes.
does spirituality play in your life, Susan?
Well, you know, I'm not here to preach to anyone, and I highly respect everyone's belief, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But I could not live without my belief, and I'm a strong believer. I'm a Christian, and I believe that we are where we are because that's where we've chosen to be and believe. And if you don't have something bigger than you are to believe in and know that he's got your back or whoever he is for you, then you're living a pretty desperate life. That's my belief.
Yes. Yes,
and I'm pretty strong in that, so.
Yeah, you know, Susan, it's like me. You know, without my faith, I would be nothing because
right.
My faith is what pulls me through.
That's right.
When I'm in that valley, and I mean, when I'll pick the phone up to call a relative and they don't understand, instead they reprimand you.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people who have a spouse, the spouse don't understand because you have made that mistake before. But
yes.
When I take it to God, He doesn't reprimand me.
That's
he
right.
embraces me. He embraces me, and He tells me, "It will be all right, and that too shall pass again." So
that's right.
Instead of throwing myself a pity party, what I do, I sit there and I say, "Father, give me clarity."
That's right.
In what to do. So, just like yourself, you know, being a Christian and my spiritual belief has helped me through many, many, many valleys, because this life journey has a lot of valleys. And
okay.
The minute you get out of one valley and you up there and you sit down and you say, all right, let me just get me a nice cool beverage. And the minute you take the last sip, man, another valley is hitting you again. So
right.
You got to have something that you can totally depend on unconditionally that will be there for you. That's what my faith has done for me.
That's right. Well, you know what, Daphne? You're so right. I believe that there are non-believers. I think you have to believe in something. Or you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything.
Anything.
And therefore, the valleys are constant. If you believe and you go forward and you pay it forward and you truly give back, whether it's your time, your talent, your knowledge, your money, your expertise, it doesn't, you know, tithing comes in so many ways. Just like
in
nonprofit, maybe it's your time. You know, my mentor, Brad Hager and Marcia Hager, they give every year substantial amounts of money to Child Haven, which is a just an amazing organization out in Las Vegas, and they rescue these desperate little children that didn't ask to be born and certainly didn't ask to be born in the situation that they were born into. And, I mean, substantial amounts of money. And we went and toured the facility, and there's actually a building name for them because they've done so much. And Brad says, you know, me coming in here and hugging and loving on these children, he said, yes, I'll do that often. He said, but what I need to do is go work harder to give them more money so that they can rescue more children. It's true.
Yes.
So, you know, what is your passion? What is your purpose? And if you don't have one, find one. Find one. Mine is sister care here in South Carolina of battered and abused women and children. And I'll tell you something. It's amazing to me that, you know, you become your environment, Daphne. And if someone is constantly in your head and in your life, you become it. And here's the way I describe it in seminars. If you gave me a Chinese baby and I raised it in my southern house, they're going to look like a Chinese child and talk like me.
Exactly. Hey, Susan, you know, I can see that you and I, we're going to be in a relationship for a long time.
Yes.
It was just last week I was having the same conversation with someone. I said, listen, in Jamaica, I didn't know I was a black woman.
That's
because
right.
In Jamaica, we have all different people. Our skin color looks different. Our hair texture is different, but on our mouths, everybody sounds like me.
That's
so
right.
I didn't know there was a difference until I came to America, this beautiful land of opportunity. And I found out that there were so many different labels of
That's
describing
right.
me. But I still love it because every time somebody puts a label on, I surprise them. So I have them on their toes. They are tipping around me because I just keep them dancing on their toes like ballerinas because
That's right.
I don't fit into the boxes and to the molds that
That's right.
they try to put me in. You
That's
know,
right.
Susan, this past Monday night I was in a meeting and I was listening to someone speak about nonprofit. And we were trying. There was a gentleman who retires from his career, and he was sitting at home, and he has a lot of time on his hands. So we were trying to direct him to go help with a volunteer organization.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, I done that twice, but I can't go back. That's not for me. And it was interesting what he said. He said, in nonprofits, you have to wait too long for decisions to be made. So in other words, he is not in a position. He was coming from a corporation where he was the decision maker. And in nonprofit, you have to be part of the team, and, you know, the team works together. He said, oh, no, I waste too much time waiting on somebody to make a decision. And it was interesting to hear that, because what it did for me was to affirm that it takes special people to be in nonprofit.
That's right. That's right. It really does. You know, if you watch the movie Pay It Forward, to me that says it all. And if you are not paying it forward, you're not going to receive. And I believe that. And it's not just money, Daphne. It's your time. It's your talent. It's your expertise. And many people are selfish. And I believe that selfish people will never thrive for long. They may thrive for a moment, but they won't thrive for long. And that I do know. And so, you know, what is money giving us? The chance to thrive and help others thrive. Because we bless people in every day. That's my goal, is how many people can I bless today? How many people can I share with today? And it may not be from a monetary standpoint, because I believe that the welfare system has never worked in our country. I believe in teaching a man to fish and feeding him for a lifetime. The Bible tells us that. But I believe that if you know, a hand out can be a hand up for the right person with the
right
commitment to excellence and to learning and growing through their disparaging times. And I know that. I see it every day. And I don't believe that anyone is not worthy. But here's another thing. Naysayers and folks out there in the listening land, listen to me. Naysayers and disparagers come in every shape, size, color, and commitment to making your life miserable.
That's
and here's what I'll tell you.
Disguised.
They aren't in all different guises. But here's what I would tell you is I learned this years ago. When the naysayers come, even in your own head, here's what I would tell you to do. Number one, recognize what's happening in your head. That might be, it's like having a heckler gallery in your head. You can't do that. You can't have that. That's for everybody else. That is not true. Here's what you say. Thank you for sharing. Identify and acknowledge. My coach says I can't talk to you till 8 o'clock in the morning. Shut it down. Don't listen, and then go do something powerful and positive and forward, moving towards your goal. Because here's the thing, Daphne, you will never, ever, ever hit a target you cannot see.
So if you are allowing
the naysayers to blind your vision, trust me, you are where you are because that's where you personally have chosen to be. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about
it?
I say it every day, and I know it. I live it every single day of my life, whether you're in a nonprofit, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a church pastor or a church parishioner. What are you doing today to move forward, give back, and receive the gifts of that? If you're not, you're living, I say, in sin. And that's a pretty strong statement, but I believe it.
It is true. Okay, Susan, would you hold? Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 786. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, this is Pastor Variance. I'm in Miami, Florida.
Good morning, Pastor Variance. How are you, my sister?
I am good. How are you?
Thank you for blessing us with your presence. Do you
I am blessed more than you guys, I think, right now.
We are elated. Susan, I want Pastor Verence is a very good supporter and friend of the A New Day show.
Awesome.
Susan, do you have a stand for Susan, Pastor Verence?
Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I am blessed, and I am just awed at how awesome God is and how mighty He has moved and been in your life and how He is just blessing every person who is listening right now to this and every person who will be listening in by way of archives. If they're actually listening with the ears that God gave them, they will come away with so many nuggets that you have given away. It's unheard of.
Well, thank you for that.
Amazing.
You know what? It's, thank you for that. I just share from my heart. And that's all I know is this sharing from my heart. And, you know, here's my purpose on a daily basis. God, let me touch one person today, just one person today, and help them do the same. And that's what I believe we were put on this earth for, Pastor. And I feel it in you, too. So thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. That is what I got from you. Your heart is so beautiful. And it shows. And, you know, I just hope that you'll give me the opportunity to learn from you.
Absolutely. Call me anytime. Anytime.
Because you are such a gem. You know, people look at, and I want to say this, and I hope they don't take this the wrong way, but if they do, I don't care because they didn't like Jesus either. So.
<That's right. laughs> Yeah, they
couldn't
hands, didn't they?
Yeah, so, you know, they're probably not going to like me either, but that's okay. But I want to say this to you, and I don't know if anybody has ever told you, and I don't know if people have ever been told this, but this is what God is saying to me right now, and you need to know it, and I don't know if your husband says it, but I'm going to say it to you because God wants you to know it. You are a diamond.
Wow.
A ruby, a sapphire. I mean, just think of anything that we value that looks like a crystal. That's what you are.
Wow, I receive that. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. And I just believe in doing the next right thing.
Yes.
And if you put people first and profits last, you will prosper. And I believe we will prosper eternally for doing that. So thank you. I have a great foundation to pull from, that's for sure. And all I can do is share my gifts with other people.
Yes.
And some people don't like it. And you know what I'm talking about.
Trust me, I do. We're like the oddball in.
Oh, yeah, you know what? But the joy is so much greater than the disparaging remarks. And what other people think of me is none of my business. Amen?
No. Amen. None at all. And you know, God told me to say that to you, and it came from my heart as well. You are such a gem, a diamond.
Thank you.
It's hard to find people who have the heart that you do, and it's because we don't put value in the right things.
Right.
We put value in money, in cars, in clothes, in abilities and skills, which is great. I mean, those things are great. But we
left
the most important part of the equation out.
That's right.
The people.
That's right.
That's
There's
right.
no value in the people.
Right, right.
Amen.
Well, as I said,
Amen.
Selfish people fail, and they should, and quickly,
yes.
I hope.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
You know what? You are confirming something that God told me this morning.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I tell you what, there's just so many. You never know who's going to touch you, and I look for that every day. I don't see.
Yeah.
I never, ever, ever see challenges. I see opportunity for growth, and I've never been goal oriented. I've always been growth oriented. There's such a difference.
That's right.
You've got to have goals, but you got to grow to that goal, and you got to see it before it happens. I say, speak that it might be, and it shall become.
Yes. Oh, my God, you are so beautiful. You just don't know how many things that you just said to me that God has confirmed within one sentence that you just gave me about, like, I don't know, maybe 20 to 25 different things.
Well, I'm so thrilled about that. I knew that this show was going to be fun, but I had no idea of how blessed I was going to be from it. So, Daphne, you're an amazing lady. And Pastor,
you.
I thank you. Thank you for sharing and blessing me, my life today.
And I thank you because you've done so much more for me than you know. I mean, I've only given you, as it says in the Bible, a taste of what you actually did for me today. And I'm going to continue to be your supporter from here on out. And, you know, I don't want anything, you know, because people, like you said, people who look for money look for destruction.
That's right. That's right.
So I know that the heart you have, I am in support of it. I love it just like God loved David. And I know that this is just the beginning for you. And I like something that you said because it was really important when you and Daphne were talking about the value and being rich, and people say they want to be rich. And I said to my husband, I'm a multi-billionaire. And he's like, you're a what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a multi-billionaire. And he's like, you're a who? I'm a multi-billionaire.
That's right.
Because my faith is in the substance of those things that I hope for and in the evidence of those things that are not seen.
That's right.
And God told me to call those things that be not as though they are, and they will be.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's exactly right. Speak that it might be and see it before it happens.
So you did that for me today. You confirmed those things when you were saying them. I was like, aha.
Wow. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you more than you know.
Well, call me anytime, Pastor, and I mean that.
I will. I will be in touch.
My door is open.
Thank you so much. And I tell you one thing, multi-millionaire is just the beginning of what God has for you.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. It's not, for me, it's not the measure of my bank account. It's the measure of the track I leave behind.
I know, but you know one thing that's so beautiful about that? Because of the way that you're doing things and because of the heart that you have and because of the people that you're helping and blessing, he said he gives seed to the sower, and you're continuously sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing. And he said he loves a cheerful giver, and you're continuously giving and giving and giving. And what did he say to us? For those of us who do what you're doing, we will never have just enough, or even the abundance of being more than enough. He said the cup will overflow, it will run over, and that's what he's confirming to you, even though you have more than enough at the moment. You're going to have more than enough.
Well, that just gives you more choices, right, to bless
others. To help more people. And I knew it. You see, without you even telling me, I already knew your next statement because of your heart.
Wow.
And that is exactly what God is looking for, the heart. And you are teaching me at this very moment. And I know people will be like, she's teaching you. She's a teacher. And the student is a teacher, and the teacher is a student.
That's right. Well, you know what? When my mentor is on the phone with me or in my presence, I say, when the preacher's in town, the deacon sits down. So I sit down and listen
That's right. That's right. Take notes. That's right.
So I thank you so much again, and I'm going to go back to listening, and I will continuously be in contact with you. And I just, you know what? I want to see all of everything that I know God has for you and also for Daphne as well. Because Daphne, you are, you know, I don't know how much we remember between the three of us about science and electricity, but you are the conduit, the part that has to get before the electricity makes that spark.
That's right.
So, Daphne, that's what you're doing, and you're just igniting the pathway. You're that light, you know, when we spark the dynamite, that's what you're doing, Daphne, and I am so grateful and appreciative for you being that light and that match or that fire.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
I Pastor Verence, I need you on my team. So I need for you to go to that website and look at that video. I need you on my team, sister. I need you on this team.
I will be there.
You have been supporting me ever since I'm on this air, and I think God has work for us to do together.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I want you.
Is the website in the chat room?
It's, I'm not even in the chat room. I got so excited in the,
You and me both.
I have put in the chat room. Oh, my heavens, the people have to excuse me. I was not in the chat room. I'll put it on now. So you girls continue. I'm putting it on now.
Okay.
Let's get
moving. I'm so grateful, and I'm so blessed, and I'm so awed at how beautiful, and I don't know how many people really see the beauty in everything that God does, and see the beauty in a symphony. And orchestra, and you see how the conductor, he conducts the music and the different instruments, and they play, and everybody plays together, and everybody knows their part, and everybody is reading the music, and they're standing there, and they're waiting for his cue.
Yes.
That's what God does with us.
That's right. Well, you know what? I live by, there's no I in the word team. And the teamwork truly does make the dream work. And what is your dream? What is your dream? What is your vision? Without a vision, man will truly perish. And the Bible states that very clearly, you know. So I do my best every day to stretch people's vision of what is possible, because everything is possible. Here's the thing.
I look out.
I live on a beautiful lake. I am very blessed. And this beautiful lake, I have an eagle that lives in our right over our lake, and he comes and visits every day. And I look across the lake, and there's millions of leaves on these trees. And here's what I see, ladies, and y'all might think I'm nuts, but here's what I see. When I look at those trees, I think all of those leaves represent lives that I haven't touched yet. I've got to get busy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've got to get busy.
Listen, ladies, I hate to stop you, but I have
to apologize.
Because Classy One had written a long time ago in the chat room that she had a question. He or she, and I wasn't in the chat room, so I didn't see that. So I want to give Classy One an opportunity now to speak. I do apologize, and I love you, Pastor Verance. We will be in touch, my sister. So Classy One, please go ahead and ask your question. Classy One? Okay, I'm not hearing. Okay, Classy One, if you want to type your question in the chat room. Okay, I will let her personal work with me and mentor me. Her business direct selling. All right. Classy One, she wrote the question here, and I got to read all of it. I would like to ask if she would personally work with me and mentor me to work alongside of her in her business. Okay, yes, Classy, all you need to do to let that happen is go to that website and look at the videos, and once you do that, you are on my team, and Susan is going to be one of your mentors as well. So I don't even have to ask Susan that. I know the answer to that question.
That's right.
Again, I do apologize, because I am not a lover of multitasking, so I need me a volunteer who is going to help
here.
Me. When I'm on the show, I need somebody who's going to do that for me, because I don't do those things, to, you know.
Well, I'll do it for you. You see, you asked for me, and I arrived.
Okay. Who is Pastor Verance?
Yes.
Pastor Verance? Okay, so I want you to write my personal email down, and then we're going to work the details out. It's
okay, let me get to where I can
Dynamic Daphne. Know what? We can do it off blog site. We have each other's information. You're on friends list and everything. So let's do it at that. Yeah, do it that way, because we have 15 minutes remaining here.
Okay.
I want to welcome Starlight 7, I want to welcome guest number 590. And I do apologize. I was ignoring you guys in this chat room, not deliberately, but I got so caught up into our conversation. And I'm thankful for you, Pastor Verance, for asking me about the chat room, because I forgot I had a chat room.
God always gives us that little nudge when we need it.
Oh, yes. And I don't know if anybody have any question in the chat room. You can look there. You see letsgetrollingpromotion.com. That's the website to look on. I'm looking for powerful people of God to be part of my team. And, you know, being on my team, you're going to have the direct mentoring and supervision of Susan Walsh. And what better person to have to mentor us than her? She's a phenomenal
Absolutely.
Woman of God. And, you know, God has just blessed me. I've just known Susan for 2 weeks, and it's like I have known her all my life. Her spirit is so sweet and pure.
It is.
You know, she's just an amazing, phenomenal woman, and I'm just so thankful. So, Classy, I hope you got your answer to the question. And I'm going to go to the chat room, and I'm going to type my personal email in, D-Y-N-A-M-I-C, and that people can know how to get in touch with me. Okay.
Well, I just thank the both of you from the bottom of my heart, because I think God is confirming a lot of things, not just for me, but for other people, that when you're ready, and when you're seeking, when you're thirsting, the answer comes.
That's right.
What they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Amen,
and
yes.
So long as you keep doing God's work, He's going to bring you to the next level.
That's right.
It's not in your time, but when
He
sees that you are ready, He places the teachers right where they need to be. And you look around and say, man, I just look around there. Where you been? Well, the person was not supposed to be there until now because you weren't ready. You weren't ready. So, guess number 598. If you have a question, you can type it in the room. And Classy, if you have another question, and Starlight 7, if you have a question, please, you can just type it in there.
Well, I love you ladies. I'm going to go back to the chat room. Well, actually, I'm not actually in there, but I'm going to go in. And
yeah, well, come on in. There's room for many.
And I'm going to be listening. But I thank you both again from the bottom of my heart. And I'm just looking forward to how many beautiful things that He's going to create through us all.
There you go.
Yes.
Together we will.
Yes.
Together we will. It's going to be amazing. Oh, my heavens. Where did the time go, Susan? All we have is 11 minutes. I'm going to give you 8, and I'm going to take 3 for closing thoughts.
Right. Well, I just want to say to everyone out there, if you have goals, dreams, and desires, if you're looking for a vehicle, if you're looking for mentorship and help and support, it's the Hager Marketing Group is unconditional love and support for those that'll put their hand in the air and say, pick me. And, you know, many times in our lives we are afraid to ask, but I will tell you, you won't receive if you don't ask. Ask and ye shall be given. The door's open.
Right.
I say perhaps for the first time in your life, you can be at the dock when your ship comes in, because today that's what this session. Thank you so much, Daphne, for allowing me to share my heart and my belief and my spirit and what I know in my heart of hearts is the best business approach to business that I've ever known.
Yes.
And I know that.
Yes.
We have a job to do. That job is to give people hope and possibility. That job is to share. If you If you don't share it, it will die inside of you. We can't allow that. We weren't put here to be selfish. We were put here to give back, and we have an opportunity. We have an obligation, is the way I feel, a moral obligation, is to help people understand there is an alternative. There is another way. There is a better way that you will have support and not have to beg for it. It's here for every single person. So, Daphne, you are an amazing woman, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I mean that. You are a true giver. You're a true giver, and the blessings will constantly come your way. I know that, and I agree with Pastor Verence that you're a special lady and special things happen to special people that constantly give back. So thank you so much for allowing me to come on and share what I believe and give other people the chance to have the same opportunity, because opportunity knocks, but if you're not paying attention, you will stay where you are. We are where we are that's where we've chosen to be. Don't allow day to pass. Don't allow this day to pass that you're not doing something to move yourself and others forward, because that's our job. So, Daphne, thank you so much, and I'm going to turn it back to you. And if you have any questions or anything else you would like for me to share, I'm here for you. Yes. And I look forward to coming back and certainly being a part of your show as a listener as well as a participant in the near future.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. And I want to just welcome Knive and Miss Computer, Star 7, and all the people in the chat room. I thank you for your love and your support, and I know you all are diligent listeners and supporters. I just pray that this episode today has blessed your life in a special way. And here is an organization that is not looking to say, gimme, 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 for me, for me, for me. But they have created a vehicle that will allow our nation to experience wellness.
Yes.
Spiritual wellness and nutritional wellness. And when we put all those things together, we, in the long run, will be a wealthy nation. We will be a nation who will not be pointing fingers at our leaders, neither nationally or locally, but we will be a nation that steps up to the table with something to offer. Let us all pool our resources, our spiritual health and well-being together, and commit to this nation at large, especially our young people who are at present suffering with obesity.
Yes.
It is up to us to make a difference in the future leaders of the world. Whether you are listening to my voice today, whether you're a biological parent or not, you are a parent. So long as you live on this earth and there are children, we are all parents. Because remember, it takes the village to raise a child.
Definitely.
Now, what are we going to do about these children? The Hager Marketing Group has now shown us a way where we make a difference. Let us take up this torch and let us make a difference in the children of America's life. I love each and every one of you. I love you, Susan, for coming on today and so eloquently sharing with us from the bottom of your heart. And I know that by you coming on today, you have given us approval to say that this can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter where you are today. Know that Chris Gardner in his book says, begin where you are.
That's right.
So what you have already done is history. It's already in the archive. Start writing a new episode of your life today, because you already have the pen to do that. And that pen is your tongue. So start speaking a new episode in your life beginning today, the 26th day of September, 2009. Let us make this commitment together and don't take this lightly. Susan, would you like to take 2 minutes and just give a closing statement, please?
I absolutely would. Anybody that would like to talk to me personally, feel free to contact me at 866-551-9413. That is a personal voicemail, and I will definitely return your call. And I just say to each person listening today, be all you can be every single day. Don't dare put off to until tomorrow what can be accomplished today. What amazing thing. I have something that sits on my desk that says, if you could not fail today, what amazing feat would you accomplish? Not could you, would you? So I say you can, you will, if you choose. You can be, you can do, you can have anything you choose, and you can become. We're not human beings, Daphne. We are humans becoming. And one thing that I share with people all the time is keep a journal. And this journal is, yes, about your daily experiences, but what did I do right today? Too many times we beat ourselves up and we put ourselves down. And the greatest talk you can ever have in your life is the one you have with yourself every day. Mm-hmm. What are you saying to you to encourage you every day? Say something great. My first statement of every day after I bless the day is I vividly visualize the person I'm becoming and I'm enthusiastically achieving my goals. Pastor Verence, I feel you getting that one. I love that statement. I believe in affirmations. Affirm what you want, not what
That's
you
right.
don't have or don't want, and
That's
you
right.
will
That's
be
right.
prosperous. So blessings to all. Thank you, Daphne. You're an amazing, amazing lady. Thanks for all you give to so many people. And back to you.
Thank you, Susan. And, you know, Susan just affirmed that we all have a destiny. And I don't want you to allow anyone to get you off of your path. Remember, you do not have to settle for mediocrity because you have the ability to create excellence. Stay blessed.
That's right.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Showing me
directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
I'm going to a wedding.
My makeup on and everything. Thank you, Andrew. I wanted to tape this episode, but when I do it with the headset, I can't tape it. I have to let it come through the microphone when I am. So.
Yeah.
So I have to go download it. Wait, Andrew. Andrew.
Joyce.
What did I say, Joyce? Yeah.
Joyce is out of the front house.
Oh. Emptiness almost. All right. I can put my stuff in the garbage, right?
This
garbage?
We're fine.
Oh.
I'll put it in there.
All right. Thank you. Tell Mom thanks.
Hello.
All right. I'm going to put this stuff for me right here.